Righto, let me talk to you.
Diz, coming into this game, pretty much all of the games were a must win, and it didn't happen tonight, did it? It must be a disappointing night for you.
Yeah, we were pretty ordinary, to be perfectly honest. When you're in the field, we, Durham came out hard at us and we had no answers. Our bowling was a little bit below par, but our fielding, we just felt that our energy in the field was really low. Not 100% sure why, to be honest. But it's certainly not the way we have played T20 the last couple of years. So that's a real disappointing thing. The lads, they worked hard, yeah. But it just wasn't our night. And, I think, that energy in the field, it was almost like we got trapped in front of the headlights, I suppose. Some good cricket was played by Durham. And we just couldn't adapt quick enough to that. And then for them to put on a big score like that, it really made it difficult for our batsmen. And obviously we didn't get off to a great start. That's what a big score does, puts pressure on. And, we can talk here all night, but the fact is they thoroughly outplayed us, simple as that.
It's the highest score Durham ever made against Yorkshire. It's nearly the highest score ever made against Yorkshire in T20 cricket. When you're up against that, you need to get off to a flyer, and that just didn't happen, did it?
No, it certainly didn't. I think we were 26 for 3 in our power play. When you're chasing 215, it makes it very, very difficult. I thought Gary Balance was excellent to give us a very, very difficult sniff, I suppose, at victory. But in the end, it was just losing a couple of wickets early. It just left us with far too much to do.
I thought over the games prior to this, Yorkshire's performance has just been going up every game.
Yeah.
You looked as if you were on track, and then it's been a big step backwards tonight, hasn't it? And after kind of like the last year and the Champions League and stuff, it was it's disappointing from that angle too.
Look, we're just disappointed with the way we played. Everything about our game was below the standards we set ourselves. The lads have prepared really well. We had a really good training session yesterday. We had a good preparation today at the ground, on the ground, and over in the nets. So look, there's absolutely no excuses. We didn't bring our A game today, we're obviously disappointed. We've just had a really good chat in there. Lads are disappointed with how we played, and we just did not get our skills right. And we need to be better.
You have to give credit to the opposition as well. I mean, Durham did get their skills right. Phil Mustard was excellent at the top of the order with 91.
Yeah, completely outplayed us. Phil came out and played his normal game, normal aggressive game, and we had no answers. Maybe we were trying to rush their overs to finish our over off, but just weren't quite switched on to get our skills right. So look, something for us to work on. It's a game of cricket at the end of the day. We're disappointed to lose. But one thing I can guarantee is that sun will come up tomorrow.
And you look at the rest of the campaign, it made it very hard for yourself to get a quarter-final berth now.
Oh, never say never. We know we have to win the rest of our matches, so that's what we set out to do. And, I'm confident we can do that.
See you disappointed. Thanks for talking to me.
No problem.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.